Yeah, having Hop out there has been great. Obviously, for me, I didn't get a chance to work with him in the OTAs and mini camps, so all I had to go off was watching the film, which obviously I was very excited about that. And then you get to come out here, especially against another team who doesn't know our route tree, our plays, and get to throw him a few balls. And obviously, he makes a great catch on the touchdown over here. Got open several times in the team period, so it's exciting. But I think, if anything, the whole receiver group as a whole has really impressed me. I mean, from top to bottom, whether you're talking about Hopkins, Nate, Cecil, Easy, all those guys, they're all making a lot of plays out there, and they all work hard. Like I mentioned to our media over here, you see us out here every day working, and we're always thinking, okay, what route do we need to get better on? Which one do we need more practice with? And no one ever complains. They always get out there, pick the few routes that they need, and we get better at them. And I think when you have that attitude, you know, the sky's the limit. You just keep getting better and better and better. Some plays that obviously you like to have back, I think, you know, you go out there and you try to make it perfect, but after you watch a film, you wish you had one or two of those back. But I think we made some big plays in the past game, and you just keep building on it.
Is it too soon, or are you starting to feel a chemistry building with some of the receivers out there?
Yeah, I think the good thing for us is, you know, they're rotating all those receivers in there. And like I said the other night, you know, if, I don't know if you guys see, but we're working with these guys after practice every day too. So even though you might not throw to one guy during practice, you might get them after practice. And to be honest with you, we put a lot of hard work in between mini camp and training camp, where we had guys coming back and we were throwing with them. And one day it was, you know, a few rookies. One day it was a few veterans. It just happened to be who was available. And, you know, when you put that extra work in and then you come out and do it live, I think those connections start to keep building.
Is there an adrenaline difference because you are out there looking at Burgundy versus blue?
I think if anything, it's a heightened awareness because, you know, when you go against your own defense, you kind of see the same thing over and over again. So you're accustomed to seeing what that defense is. Whereas now, like I said, you come in not really knowing what they're going to play. You got to kind of just remember your rules, remember your assignment, and let everything play out and hopefully react the right way.
What is it like for you now at this camp compared to Cleveland last year when every post-practice interview started with a question about myself?
Yeah, I think, you know, for me, it prepared me well for what I'm going through now. I think, you know, for me, I try to block out all the media, no offense to you guys, not focus on any of that, focus on, you know, the install that's going in that day, focus on what my coaches and teammates are asking out of me, and really focus on what I'm asking out of myself, I think, and that's the only way I know how to do it. I think when you get caught up in the other stuff, you're thinking about the wrong thing. So I think going through those experiences definitely prepared me for what I'm going through now.
Were you watching Ryan today?
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, it's a little bit different. Usually we're two spot, you're not really seeing. So when our offense is out there, that's my team. You know, we're cheering those guys on.
Brian, when you talk about staying after to work with these guys,
yep.
It seems like you communicate a lot with them. Do you have a notebook? Is it just all up here? What do you, as you kind of build that?
Yeah, I think the beauty of this system is it allows the quarterbacks and receivers to kind of speak freely. You know, and other places I've been, that wasn't so much the case. It was kind of like the coach said this, this is the way you do it. And ever since going back, I can remember in New England and watching Tom, the way he talked to his receivers, and then we'd have meetings with just the receivers, quarterbacks, tight ends, because when it comes down to it, it may be written a certain way on the paper, but when you go out on the field, you want it a certain way. So that's why we're always talking about the intricate, you know, steps, alignment, all those things. And I think when the coaches allow the players to talk it out, we're the ones out there playing on the field, and to give us that freedom, I think it's really awesome.
This is George's first time to be
They've done a lot of retooling over there on their defensive side. Your impressions of their group, their front seven?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, obviously you got Kerrigan. I've known him since college. He's a great pass rusher. And then Terrence up front. So that's a big guy to help stop the run. And, you know, so for us, like I said, it's good for us to come out here and play against someone different, kind of see, you know, throw our stuff out there and see how it plays against another NFL team.
Yeah, at this stage of the season, you're trying to get the pop from them so you can get good looks. Did you get the kind of looks you needed to get from them?
Yeah,
the kind of intensity?
Sure. I think at one point I even got hit out there. So yeah, so you know, it's all, I think, in good competition. I think we can get a lot of it out of this. They can get a lot out of it, and you just hope you come out healthy and get good looks from another. Like I said, we've been practicing against the same guys, same schemes over and over. So now you come out here, you see different players, different schemes, and you have to react.